The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I fell asleep in all my clothes on top of the covers.
Still did 100 squats, 100 sit-ups, and 100 push-ups today. I'm a fucking G, man. Now I know, like, bruh. I'm weed god. Because bruh. I smoked the same shit you smoked.
But
I still woke up and worked out this morning.
Yeah, I mean, that was my... I worked out too, but it just did not have me up in time. Like,
yeah, I was up. I was like, how the fuck am I up? I was mad as shit I was up.
Yeah.
Like, 8 o'clock.
Fully clothed. I was so mad at myself for that, man. But whatever. There's no need for apologies. Boom, boom, boom.
Martinelli's and Red Bull.
Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? And welcome to another splendiferous episode.
Splendiferous.
Of No Need for Apologies.
No need for a fucking apologies.
I'm the God.
I'm the great boy.
And what did you got there? Some baby apple juice?
I got some Martinelli's mixed with a little Red Bull just
wow.
to clear the morning up.
Did you ask for it by Martinelli's or did you say, let me have apple juice?
No, they had it over there, so I knew what to pick.
It's very hard ordering apple juice as an adult.
Is that glass or is it plastic?
Plastic.
I can't drink the plastic one. The glass one is so much better.
It is.
Really?
But yeah. Right now, you got to do what you can.
Lewis said I wouldn't be able to tell the difference between a glass and a plastic Snapple.
Oh, no.
I'm like, dude, I 100% can tell.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Plastic adds a different taste. Yeah.
Plastic, it comes off. You taste it after a while. Yeah, you taste it in your water and everything.
I have an old bottle of water when it had the bubbles in the inside. You'd be like, yeah, it's going to taste like the bottle. Never see an old water.
Some Trump
like, yeah.
water. People that keep cases of water in the trunk of their car.
Little bubbles in the side when it's still tight. Oh, it's going to be plastic water. We going to taste the factory.
Well, let's get into it, man. Our guest today, man. This is going to be a good one, man. One of the owners of the goddamn company from the SDR podcast, Ralph Sutton. What's going on, Ralph?
How are you doing,
man?
Thanks for having me on. I remember the last time you guys did SDR.
Yeah.
You did dabs, and boy, I mean, I don't do anything, but you guys got really fucked up.
Got fucked up.
Yeah, you got fucked up. Up immediately.
Childishly high.
Hey man, dabs is like, it's a quick. That's warp speed.
I saw the comments on that video where someone was like, someone just loved me spazzing out to the Pennsylvania lottery at one point. I just checked out of the conversation and was like, you guys remember the Pennsylvania? And they're like, what the fuck? Good. So now
we do the Action News theme on that episode.
That was me singing it.
Dum, 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 dum. Yeah, that shit was great.
You really went hard into the Pennsylvania thing.
Bum, dum, dum, dum.
Right, right. Well, what do you expect? I don't drink.
Dum, dum, dum.
That's a better thing to have. Being giddy from being high versus drunk and angry.
There you go, boy. You can't get the Rams when you're high. Can't get them
no
Rams when you're high.
No one gets the Rams when they're high. Do you ever get, because Ralph,
so
you're
I don't,
pretty...
So I barely smoke.
Yeah.
I mean, like once a year.
Yeah.
And Ralph is Gandhi.
I drink. I do.
Oh, okay. Ralph actually had just given me some smoked honey.
How
cartridges.
Was it, by the way?
They don't work. They're too old.
Yeah, oh, they're too old? I thought they don't go bad.
I didn't know either. But
the plastic.
I was definitely sucking on them for like a day.
Fuck.
Like, I'm not getting high. What
I have
going
fucking
on?
200 cartridges in my house. Are they all bad?
Of dead weed.
That sucks.
You got dead weed in the house.
God
Come
damn
on,
it.
Ralph.
I have so
God
much
damn.
Of it.
Yo, we went to Mexico, right? I went to Mexico. And Ralph was like, you can get these cartridges from me. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah. So we get like 3 cartridges taken. Like, all right, we're good.
Nothing.
We're good to go from
Duds.
Mexico.
You sober in Mexico.
Yeah, I ended up trying to buy weed on the beach from Mexico.
I feel so bad now.
Mexico weed's terrible.
You did a nice thing. You said, hey, I have these, and you didn't know.
Does weed go bad? Flower?
No,
if you
doesn't.
Keep it cased up.
What you mean?
If you keep it in a jar tight, it keeps its potency.
Okay, but if it dries out after a while,
bro, the high won't be the same.
My ex.
Miss Charvella.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, shit. You talking about Miss Charvella.
She smoked weed up until she got pregnant, and then I remember she would, like, clip blunts, but basically she carried Syria full term, and then, like, smoked the other half of the blunt like after she was like done breastfeeding, and it still worked.
Because I have been told by several people that it still works, but you guys now are telling me that it's useless.
Is this a plan to get all my weed
because I'm going to throw it out?
Look, wax is useless, but weed will still be weed. It just won't be
Ralph, those pens are useless. Bring them to the studio. Yeah, they're useless.
Bring them here. Let's see how
you Let's smoke all of this and see if anything happens.
We'll do a TAC yard sale.
It's literally, it's about 75 little vials of it.
Okay. 75 vials of
I mean, I can't imagine it's all... It can't all be bad.
Well, it's not. I don't know. It was dark, and that was the, that's what they said on the forums. It was like once the liquid goes from like that light
yellow to dark,
to more of a darker, like almost like an amber, organic honey.
I was about to say amber. Yeah.
And that's when I was able to look at the difference and be like, oh, okay.
Might as well put that shit on biscuits.
Yeah. So if I see some that are yellow, like piss, not amber, like honey, keep those. Throw the rest out.
Exactly.
It's piss
like
color.
It's like your Beanie Baby collection. Yeah. Didn't really. Didn't really pan
my comic book collection. That's what happened. I stored comics for 40 years.
All right, let's get
into it. You can't make them NFTs or nothing.
This is the part of nerdy because Ralph is a goddamn nerd. Like the nerdiest of nerds, right? Yeah. Like more nerdy than you, me, Dylan, probably Natalie combined. You know what I mean?
Super nerd. Oh, yeah. Collected comics and read every single one of them for years.
30 years. 40 of years. 40
years. 40 years. I'm 52, so I was like 12 or 13.
Damn.
And I held on and also for about 20 of those years paid for storage. They were in a storage locker.
Wow.
And then I finally said, all right, today's the day. We're going to sell them. And it was worth about $200. I wasted thousands of dollars.
$200.
Yeah, and probably spent
$200. Shit, I could have gave you that.
You didn't have like an OG Spider-Man.
I had. I had one or two that were worth money. The rest were dollars.
Dude, now I could have gave you $200. Yeah. You can see Infinity War.
Dude, you can make more money on OnlyFans reading those comics naked. Dude,
I thought it was a retirement money. I really did. God damn it! And they were all sealed in like that stupid plastic. And the
like Steve Carell. Yeah, really.
Yeah, exactly.
More on the plastic.
Yeah,
time, I was like, and the time.
Paid for a fucking storage locker.
Storage locker.
That was all that was in the storage locker.
I'm sure you probably lost friends for like, Ralph is too picky about
you
the way
go
I handle his comics.
For a little while.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I bought the special boards that are like anti-acid boards so that they would keep it pristine.
Jesus.
And I actually had to tell the guy, the only way you're taking it is you have to take all of them because he only wanted four comics.
Right.
I was like, no, you got to take them all. He's, I don't want them. I'm going to throw them out. Then throw them out. I don't want them.
Yeah,
I'm not bringing them back to storage. They're
that
not going to be
hilarious.
$200.
And I split it with my brother.
Nigga, that's a fancy dinner.
Not even
all
a fancy.
Them years of not even that fancy. Not even a fancy dinner. Well, between the two of y'all, maybe. Maybe.
Oh my God, that breaks my heart, man. Oh, but it's like it's a funny thing because. It's also, and I'm going to say this, that's a Ralph thing. And I'm not just saying a Ralph Sutton thing. Every Ralph I know is like that.
Every Ralph? The name Ralph?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Every guy I know named Ralph.
There can't be too many of us left. It's such
not a lot of Ralphs
not
left.
Not a lot. Yeah, you guys are up
Ralph
there with Jamal,
is old,
man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it really
they just
sucks.
Discontinued iPods this week, so Ralph is next.
It is one of those fucking names that I'm immediately aging
Ralph.
Myself when I say my name.
Yeah,
you're not 25 named Ralph.
Ralph
you know?
Up there with Gertrude, my nigga.
Yeah, it's an old
especially because it's one of those, I don't know whether Ralph is American or not.
Ralph is a World War II name.
But that one syllable name, like Bruce.
Ralph.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I got an Uncle Bruce.
I do also, yeah.
Also, by the way, I don't know
what
if you ever saw
say?
It. What does it say? Ralph between 1914 and 1970. That was my, so I was named after my grandfather. So that's
probably
that's
a 1914, 1917 name.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, it sucks. It's such a shitty name, too, because growing up, Ralph means to vomit.
Ralph.
Right. Ralph, there's a book that girls read that was like the twilight of my generation.
Okay.
That the guy named his penis Ralph. So girls would say, oh, Ralph, like the penis.
Oh,
and
no.
Then I came to teenage years when Eddie Murphy's Camille Me Fucking the Ass Ralphie Boy.
Oh, hey, Ralphie
so
Boy.
I got all of
Ralphie
that.
Ralphie Boy.
Growing
and
up.
You got delirious.
I had all of it.
Oh, that's funny. You know what? Now that I think about it, I only know one other Ralph that is, I guess, cool, but he never went by Ralph. He went by RJ. His dad was Ralph also, so he went by RJ.
That's a lot cooler.
Yeah. Did you ever nickname?
You know, it's funny. Even when I did radio, the first radio gig I ever got, the guy said, yeah, you probably want to change to a cooler name. And I was like, I don't know. I just don't want to feel
Ralph.
Stupid. You know, I'm just going to keep my name.
Ralph. You got a growl. It's like a growl. It's kind of like
a shitty name. And no girl's calling your name out when you're fucking her. Oh, Ralph.
It's also a weird name to yell out to your child. child.
Ralph.
You know what I mean? Like, come here, Ralph. Hey, Ralph. Ralph.
Like, yeah, I get like my mom says Ralphie, but it's not any cuter. I don't know. It's
that's
like,
very Christmas story.
Yeah, Ralphie. I get that too. Oh, I've never
drink
seen
your
Christmas Ovaltine, story.
Ralph.
But yeah. Yeah.
Never seen Christmas story.
I'm a Jew. It wasn't allowed in the house. That's not true.
Oh,
but,
shit.
It just, I am Jewish, but I just never saw it. I just never,
really? Yeah,
you
never.
Wouldn't. I don't see why you would. That's that's for us Christians, the white guys and the racist, the rape.
Yeah, just, it never was never on in the house. Like, why would it be? You know, I just never watched
TBS
it.
TBS runs it all
Yeah,
day.
But I mean, I'm not now I'm all not going to sit down. Am I going to sit now, 52 years old, to watch it?
Like, literally, you can watch Christmas Story in bits and pieces because it's just on all day, not back. Like, all you have to do is just let it play. Yeah. Just play TBS throughout the day.
I think I get most of the story. Yeah, you know, I don't think I need to sit and watch it. But I just that was another one that would come out a lot, Ralph, from that as well.
Yeah.
Just wasn't easy. My brother's name is Joe.
That's what I'm about to say. What's your brother's name?
Joe Joseph, you know, whatever. His name is much cooler. He's a much better looking, much cooler guy. But he's 5'7", I'm 6'5". We don't look anything alike.
Wow.
Yeah, but you guys.
I met him yesterday.
You met him yesterday. Yeah. Or 2 days ago, whatever the fuck that was.
So you guys are like how Danny DeVito and
the crazy
Arnold
twins.
Schwarzenegger was. Yeah. Remember that movie? Did you ever see that?
Of course I saw that.
Twins was ridiculous. That's also a testament to how good of a fucking actor Danny DeVito is.
DeVito was crawling out of some pussy in the first scene.
Was he?
Yeah, because the wife was cheating on her husband with DeVito.
All of Arnold's
movies. So the husband came home and his little wobbly ass crawled out the pussy and hopped out the back window. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, when that was the 90s in general, if you made a kid's movie, it started off very adult-like before the credits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even Kindergarten Cop was like that. It's like, we're witnessing a murder first and then a plot for a kidnapping before we get to the jokes.
You know, they were going to do, I don't know what happened to it, but they were going to do a sequel where Eddie Murphy played their long-lost triplet.
Oh,
and it just
God.
Never came out. They were working on it, and it never came out.
No.
Yo, Eddie Murphy dodged a lot of bullets. Cause you know he's supposed to do Ghostbusters. It was originally written for him, but he didn't want to do that.
As I was looking that up, I was wondering what this was. Triplets came up.
Is it actually coming out now?
No. It came up as like a possible possibility.
It was in theory at one point.
Look at the picture for next to the.
That looks like fan made though. That looks fan made to
me. That's all fan trolls. What
that's
Tracy Morgan has in there.
That's
he would have told me about that. Trust
stuff
me.
Stuff we like.
Tracy would have told me about the projects he had coming up. This didn't come up.
Oh, yeah. Is Tracy like that? Tracy lets you know
Tracy,
everything that's going
he
on
he lets
him?
You know how much money he got. He lets you know what part of Brooklyn he used to stomp in. He'll tell you everybody he went to school with. He'll tell you about the party he went to. This nigga tell you about his divorce and his private investigator, the truck accident. He'll tell you have a good relationship.
And hold on, wait a minute. Do you listen to all of this?
Nah, but this is what he just does.
He's talking in the background.
Derek, if you allow Tracy Morgan to get away with that shit, with the shit that you don't allow other people to...
I can't be around it. The nigga hired me, so what I do is, all right, since this motherfucker's my boss and I can't go, what the fuck are you doing? I just go, he's running a tangent. I'll be back when y'all call action.
You've had the same reaction to me sometimes when I'm talking about
that. Right now. Tracy Morgan is eccentric.
I was waiting for it.
treat Tracy the way he's supposed to. Yeah. it's not plugged in.
It's not plugged in.
Oh,
is this what this is?
Oh, did you unplug it?
This what this is. Okay.
Oh, all right. My bad. No, it was a mook drop, though. Yeah. That was a mook thing.
You can
thing
do it again.
Do.
Okay. I love a good mook drop.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a better way to plug this in, gentlemen. I'm not going to deal with it right now, but that shouldn't be so, guys.
Oh, okay. See, you know all the tricks.
Well, he does, but we also just heard his 30-year plan to retire
40
off of comic books failed miserably.
NFTs,
so.
Ralph. You got to figure out how to make an NFT or whatever.
Funny? We've been asked for Gas Digital
to make
an NFT?
Do
cryptos, coins, NFTs. I just feel like it feels
crypto
shitty.
Might be a scam.
I think
but
they both,
the NFTs,
I think NFTs
might
are,
be something too.
I don't know. I just feel this. I think NFTs seem more of a scam than crypto.
It's artwork that you can make. I don't know how.
Like
the
picture that's in there, the famous Legion picture where they're kissing in days.
Yeah.
I said that should probably be
right.
An NFT.
Anything that you can't get.
Yeah, but
you know,
I still feel. I don't know. I feel like it's scamming.
Like, you know what? I think I'm gonna make an NFT.
Go ahead, boy.
You know that yellow scotch and soda jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And that
of course
yellow
I got
scotch,
a yellow scotch.
Yeah, it was gifted to me by Derek Gaines, right? And then I wore it for the recording of the second one. And I still have it. It's not really like my style. I wear it every now and again. But I realized, like, okay, this is a dope jacket that was worn by Derek and Dave Temple. And there's like, That's got to be worth something.
Right, so you're saying you would take a picture of it and make that the NFT?
Or the actual
jacket itself becomes the NFT.
No, because there has to be some sort of, it's a digital representation, but it's the original, only digital copy. You know, it has a verification on it that it's an original copy.
I'm going to figure it out.
That's what it is.
Because I got
like
that.
Like Michael Rath or something.
Yeah. It's like owning a Mona Lisa or owning a picture of the Mona Lisa.
Oh, but, you know? Shit.
The crazy thing is someone's going to do like a Skrillex thing of it.
Well, you heard what happened to the guy that bought the NFT of the first Jack Dorsey tweet?
No, what happened?
He bought it for, I think it was, and I could be wrong on this, but like $1 or $2 million.
Okay.
And then when Jack Dorsey announced that he was, stepping down and now maybe, what's his name? Elon's buying Twitter. That guy put it up for sale, and I think it sold for $3,000.
Oh!
I think that could be off on it. So
he got Ralph.
He got Ralphed.
He got comic booked.
He got Ralph.
Yeah, you got to have something that people want, man.
Yeah.
He got Ralphed.
But it's weird to find out what people want. You know what I mean? Like, the shit that people want. Like, I know.
$14,000. So he's bought it for $2.9 million
and only and resold made, for $14,000. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, yeah, because who's going to buy it? That's like, look, I just saw a yacht, like a very fancy yacht with a helicopter on it and another smaller boat hanging from the back of it.
Okay.
Ballpark, how much you figure something like that
$100 million.
Okay. So how many people?
Yachts are expensive.
So a lot of those are not owned by any one person.
Exactly.
They are leased out at times.
Right.
Sometimes someone does buy them. Most of the time, it's these fucking oligarchs that have stole money from the country.
Oligarchs, love that word.
Yeah, and then what they do is they buy it so they can stay in a lower tax bracket, write it off as a loss, blah, 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 insure it, fucking sink it. It's rare that it's just a pure
and
investment.
That's what I never understand when someone buys something like that at like $2.9 million. It's the same as like buying a $40 million home. Like how it's not really a
but
seller's
at least some
market,
homes,
you know
some homes
like,
have a chance of appreciating. Boats won't. Boats depreciate.
Boats
cars depreciate. But unless it's a classic.
Barnacles. They get barnacles on the bottom of a yacht. They don't get fucking as a yacht. Barnacles stick on anything.
Hold on, what's a barnacle?
The little fucking ocean creatures that
stick
on
the bottom of boats.
And you
got to scrape them off and shit.
We didn't have that.
Barnacles don't give a fuck about no yacht. That's why yacht depreciate. Fuck the oligarchy. I always wanted to say that.
But it's just one of those things where it's like, even if you design a yacht that houses a helicopter on it,
it's like boat zits.
How many do you make?
Yeah, I mean, most of the boating world is weird. This is going to sound really douchey, but my family used to be in race boats.
Oh, right? They were?
Yeah, they were.
I'm just right.
Wait, they do cool shit like race boats, they give you a name like Ralph.
Yeah,
Ralph.
Yeah. And all those boats were just, you know, they buy them for, at the time, let's say $100,000 boat.
Okay.
And when you sell it, it was worth like $10,000.
Damn,
son.
But you, and it also cost, I remember it cost fucking this is in like when I was 14, so 1984. It cost $1,200 to just put the gas in. And this is gas prices of 1984. Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine what it would cost now to fill up a fucking gas tank.
Boat gas now.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah,
that's why crab legs $90 a pound. I'm still pissed off about that.
Yeah.
Everything fucked up. The crab legs, my precious king crabs, $90 a pound.
You got to go to Stu Leonard's. Stu Leonard's, every year they do a crazy cheap crab leg sale.
Crab off?
No,
crab
I need them to be expensive so that Derek and his mom can respect crab legs and stop wasting them sword fighting.
Remember, during quarantine, we was having sword fights with crab legs.
Because they were cheap. That's why.
We was doing like Star Wars shit. It was great.
Yeah, which now that I think about it, we might actually have a competition to see who is nerdier, because you saying that reminds me that Derek might be nerdier than you.
I mean, I'm super obsessed with computers. That's pretty nerdy.
I'm not obsessed with computers at all.
No.
All comic books, superheroes, Star Trek, Star Wars.
I've watched all the Marvel films a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just a modern version.
Yeah.
You're a modern, because Derek is also Jewish for all intents and purposes.
I'm Jew and Christian at the same time.
What about Jew Christian? Star Trek is, I'm obsessed with Star Trek. That's
Jew for Jesus.
Really?
Yeah, all the Star Trek.
Oh, nonsense. You're a Trekkie boy.
Yeah, all the Star Wars shit. Although I lost Star Wars the last couple of years. They put out too much shit. But Star Trek, I'm still obsessed with watching all that shit.
They still make that shit?
They're still making a ton. Now it's having a crazy resurgence. Like there's a bunch of new episodes, new series and shit.
I never got into it.
Yeah, I've been seeing the ads.
Yeah, like Star Trek.
Come on Paramount Plus, right?
Yeah. There's like three Star Trek series right now.
Huh. Star Trek series and Paramount Plus, man. Everybody got
I'm obsessed
watch.
With that. So what else would make you nerdy? That's pretty nerdy. How about you get worse than that?
No.
You don't go to
saying.
Like conventions, right? And be dressed like these motherfuckers.
No, I
remember I did a week of shows in Vegas
and there was a Star Trek convention, and motherfuckers walking down the hotel dressed like Spock with the ears and Captain Kirk with the little outfits and the little star.
I never did that. I actually don't even dress up for Halloween.
There you go. Yeah. So now
they took me to Comic-Con once, and we got to see all the people.
But you know what was the funniest thing about Comic-Con was that girl trying to cuss you out.
For not being a nerd like her.
Like she had disadvantage.
And the thing was, because I wanted to know about the world, and I didn't have anything dressed. I wasn't dressed. I had no flair.
So you're not allowed to just show up in a regular outfit?
Not for her.
The way she was so snooty toward this nigga for not knowing who Sailor Moon was. Yeah, he was like, bitch, stop.
Yeah, yeah. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com. The online store where every auto part at the best price. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Rock Auto has been in business for 20 years.
That's two decades.
And they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices.
Convenience?
Yeah, man. No longer talking to the counter guy or girl, you know, who has to order the parts and aren't really sure what you're looking for. And never clearly have what you need. And after all of that hassle, they still charge you the storefront markup price?
Because they're trying to get a check. They ain't caring about you. Go to Rock Auto.
Yeah, man. Go to Rock Auto. You ain't got to steal from those other guys. So if you're a car guy right now, just go. Like, pause this. Go open up another tab. Go to rockauto.com and just check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. A little bit autistic, but, you know. You're like, what are you doing? I'm looking at car parts.
Car parts.
But I used to know a lot of guys that did that. Like, even when I was working on cars and stuff like that, I'd be like, oh, I can't wait to get this exhaust. Oh, this manifold holder. I can't wait to put this filter in.
Yeah, I remember my pop, he details his own Beamer.
Oh, yeah.
My pop fixes his own BMW. It's pretty wild. So he has to go to these certain places that got certain pieces.
Yeah.
When he gets that piece, it's like a new piece of jewelry for a rapper, bro.
Yeah, man. Working on your car is therapeutic, too, man. At the prices that they got at rockauto.com, you can't afford to not try it just to see what it's like to get under the hood and mess
around. My nigga had that car since 86.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've probably been getting parts from Rock Auto. They've been around since 86.
86. See, 20 years. Well, actually, that's more than 20. Wow.
But anyway.
I'm older than Rock Auto. Ain't that a B? Ain't that an auto part?
So once more, go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed as pricing is already that good.
There you go.
When you order, make sure you just tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on No Need for Apologies.
No Need for Apologies.
That's rockauto.com. Let's get back into it.
It was wild.
It was clear.
It was a girl you were dating, and she got
cute girl.
But it was clearly a girl who's probably been rejected by people like me her entire life.
Yeah, like, she wanted them black girls to hang out with all white people. Like, Vanilla Extract, right?
Okay.
Like, the color's brown, but it's vanilla for sure, right?
Yeah, gotcha.
So, Dave was just trying to ask questions, just trying to get... So, she started coming at him. Like, you don't know about blah, 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 blah. How would you function if you didn't know about this? You ain't up on street. I'm like, bitch.
Yeah.
But why? There's a bunch of geeks in here. Stop. Like, stop trying to show off in front of your friends.
Why were you guys there?
We did a mobile podcast.
They had tickets. They were into it.
Okay.
I just went, and they were just trying to get my black ass some culture.
They was
like, you don't have no childhood. Because I didn't do comic books.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's culture. It's a subset of humanity. There's nothing
it's
cultural about it.
But it's a subset obsession. It's wild.
It's a big part of, it seems like, society that I missed out on.
Yeah, you can say that about 1,000 different things. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I never studied fucking, I don't know, carpentry. You know, there's fucking...
But there's no carpentry con.
There certainly are.
Yeah, there is.
There's a carpentry con?
Absolutely.
There certainly is.
That's not called church every Sunday?
My dad was an electrician, and like at the end of his like retirement, he just kind of only did events at the convention center.
Okay.
So all he was doing was just kind of
Carpentry con.
Yeah, carpentry con. Get the fuck out of here.
All my dad did at the end of his career was just set up electricity for events like this.
Yeah.
Fucking is going on?
Every single thing you could think of, there's going to be
a
con for it. I got very obsessed with coffee lately.
Okay.
Making my own coffee. The amount of people that take that fucking crazy seriously to the next level
I actually want to go to one of those.
It's nuts. It's
my older brother is one of those.
I'm
Ralph.
A coffee drinker, man. I'll do that. If you go to a coffee con, I'm going with you.
There you go. See, now you done found your end.
I want
you
a
go.
Coffee con.
Right. Shit, see, now you done found your end.
I go to a coffee con. I like that fair trade. Give me them Blue Mountain crystals.
Yeah. I mean, I got so obsessed with when I got this coffee at C&B today around the corner. I looked at it. I'm like, that girl did not make that right. Like,
that's right. Oh, shit. Come on, Ralph. A coffee con, nigga? Yes.
Dude,
Dylan, get on the phone.
I'm straight black coffee. I have Road no manager. Preference. I was going to Dunkin' Donuts for a while just because the line was shorter. And
that should tell you something, right?
Yeah, I got tired of dealing with homeless people. So that's the only reason why I'm like,
drink that rich coffee.
Really?
I got so into it this year. I bought a ridiculously expensive machine, and I make my own espresso every day. It's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
I got so fucking into it.
Everybody think they fly now, but ain't nobody fly.
Yeah, I guess so. We got to hit them with that. That's a good call.
Everybody think they fly now, but ain't nobody flying. Ah. You ever cooked a half a brick in the air fryer?
Coffee con, nigga, let's go.
How did the thing, what was your coffee intake like before?
Well, I had a stupid Keurig, you know, like the old shitty capsule. Especially when gas was still at my house. That I wasn't going to make coffee. I just bought a bunch of fucking pods.
Little cake pods, little cake cups.
And then I had a Nespresso one day somewhere.
The NES.
And I was like, oh, what kind of garbage is Keurig? And I went to Nespresso. I don't go out and get coffee that much. And then I had a real coffee somewhere, a real espresso, and I was like, what kind of fucking shit is an espresso garbage?
Yeah.
So I went one step ahead, and I bought a really good machine.
Yeah.
This is where Ralph is a good friend to have.
Yeah.
Because Ralph will do the work.
I'll do the research like crazy.
All the research for you, and he'll come back with all the data and everything very organized for you to be like, hey, look, these are the top 19 brands.
Yeah, man.
There's another 148. You don't really have to pay attention to that unless you want to. But I already did all that, so you don't need to go through.
Because me and my mother had French press once. We was like, we got to get our asses into it.
Yeah.
I have French press, too. I did it, too.
French press, good as shit.
Just like with the running with you. But like with now, I've probably inspired, I'm going to say realistically, 30 or 40 people to run.
Good.
Five different people I know bought the machine that I bought.
The leg machine?
The coffee machine.
Gump, man.
The coffee machine.
Yeah, they bought the coffee machine that I bought.
I think Big J might be buying the leg machine.
He's buying the leg machine. He tried them on the show.
Yeah.
And now he's like, oh, I can get into this.
Yeah. We talk about it because I sat out of a basketball game. Like, I think it was last week. My knee was like, ooh. And I was like, I'm going to take a break. And it was like, you all right? And I'm like, once I go home, put my legs in the machine, I'll be fine. Right? Is the machine worth it? Like, he just started asking me. I'm like, yeah, dude, Ralph let me try it, and it was already done. So that's good. If you made him try it,
he came and tried him on the studio, and he's like, oh, yeah, I could get into
that. Yeah, for everybody who doesn't know the machine that we're talking about, you've probably seen this on Instagram or anything.
Leg compression machine, it's called. Yeah, the biggest two brands are the Nordotrack, and then Normatec, rather, and the one we have, the one I have, which is the SLS. They're basically 50% of one. They're the same fucking thing.
It's basically like the big...
It's a sleeve that goes all the way...
They take your blood pressure with and the thing.
It cups your whole leg.
Your whole legs.
And it just do the thing to your leg.
And it goes up and down, and it's great for the lymphatic system, blood pressure.
Fuck out of your leg.
There we go.
Yeah,
right there.
Look at that.
So, like, you know, I remember seeing shit like, I would have never thought to eat. I would have never even looked to see how much it costs.
Yeah.
Ralph was nice enough to be like, I did squats in the park. My legs fucked up.
I have one. Come by whenever you want and try it.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, wow, I felt the difference, and I went and sprung for it.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, I started running at 50, you know, and I was overweight, and I always would fucking hurt myself. Doing like a block run, I'd be in pain. So let me look into the right way to recover. And I found some place here in New York. Everything they do was what LeBron James has been doing for his recovery.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things. And when I used that, I'm like, oh my God, what a fucking difference. It was $50 an hour versus buying one. Dude. And the math was like, I'm going to save money in a few months.
And I'm going to send a shout out. I don't know whether this guy follows you or not. He follows me. Big friend of the show, Training MacGyver. That's the guy who's always sending the stuff in these bags and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Training MacGyver. Go follow this guy on Instagram, Training MacGyver. Just watch his videos. Follow. He does private training. He can coach you virtually. This guy has moves that will make pain go away. Like, the shit that I'm learning from him just based off of the videos that he sends me privately, I could have actually been a track star if I'd have had access to this shit.
Right. It's amazing how much it's come along because people have figured out more about the soft tissue, not the muscle. It's crazy what they've learned.
Yeah.
And it made a difference. When I hurt myself, I go to this guy that does sports massage for all the teams.
Yeah, man.
And it fucking shoves something in you for a second or two, and it's not chiropractic, because I don't believe in that at all, and they fix you. It's amazing what they can do.
So they shove it into you. What do you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Come here, and I'll show you.
But yeah, dude, I was going to a podiatrist trying to get shit fixed. I had, what do you call that shit? I had the plantar fasciitis.
Yeah.
You know, and they gave me like a cortisone shot, but that didn't heal anything.
It just masks the pain. Is
yeah,
what that does.
Yeah, because I went to the chiropractor, but my back still hurt.
Yeah, I can give you a guy. There's a guy, and I'll give you off air because he doesn't take a lot of clients.
Oh shit, he wanted him.
But he's fucking unbelievable.
I'm gonna choose anybody who's like, I don't want to take on any clients. Yeah, yeah. I think that's the guy I want.
That's
he's
guy.
Amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. I'll give you his number, and he say that I recommended him, and it's crazy what he does.
Oh, yeah, this is the guy, Funny Strong. Is that his page now?
Trey McGarry.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's always movies. He puts clips up for us too. He puts no knee clips up.
I feel like that name Casey Jones sounds familiar,
but,
so maybe he
does
follow me.
But like, look at, he's always got stuff of him just training in the street, you know. Mm-hmm. And you click on any video and he'll show you these moves that they just kind of work.
Watch this be the one. Oh yeah, he tried a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Well, but yeah, you have to squeeze him sometimes. He does massively put him in there. But he sends stuff to me like, you know, individually. Is this your way? Are you clicking on any of them or what are you doing here? Yeah, some of this stuff looks a bit weird. And,
Especially whatever that was.
But he sent me that thing, too. Yeah. He sent me one of those cable pulley things. You seen me using that shit
in the park. I saw you doing that the other day in the park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He asked me to send him videos. I don't send him videos because I'm like...
Did you ask him about the compression boots? What he thought of those?
No. Because you know what I don't like to do now? I don't like to compare advice.
Right. Because also, by the way, if it's working for you, who gives a fuck?
And they're just going to argue with each other. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I remember...
My mac and cheese better than your mac and cheese. It's the same shit.
I can't. Right. We've learned...
I hate when motherfuckers do that around
Thanksgiving.
We're never
going to agree.
My grandmother, when you pull up the cheese, make the string. It's right. Everybody got their own.
We can't even agree on the name of God, dude.
Sitting on the toilet on Friday.
You're just going to like the one that you like.
Yeah.
Even like with songs. You're going to... Whatever people say cover songs are better than the original, it's whichever one you heard first. That's the one you like.
I thought you said thongs.
No, songs.
Because I was trying to figure that out, too. Remember when girls didn't like thongs?
We had a Cisco on SDR, right?
Uh-huh. I saw that. How did that go?
It was great. I also, by the way, thought he was gay my whole life. I never thought he was straight. But after interviewing him, I think he's definitely straight.
Interesting. Right? No, he has kids, right?
Yeah, he has. I always thought it was the... He's straight enough.
Yeah. He has some kids.
I always thought he really wanted to call it the dong song, but I didn't want to say that to him.
Oh, that'd be funny.
You know, it's funny that you say that, right? Okay, this has been a weird thing that's been going on with me. I've been remixing songs like and just singing them, but it went from being vulgar to really gay now. So, like, yes, thong song is, I'm just in the house, dong, da dong, dong, dong.
And the story was that he wrote that song at like 25.
They've been hanging out with me.
And he said he wrote it because it was the first time he saw a thong. I'm like, dude, you were in Drew Hill for 5 years. How did you not see a fucking thong until you were 25?
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense to me.
He worked a lot. I remember his story of like he was high in the fashion.
Yeah, he's really into fashion.
But
too.
Like, was supporting fashion off of like 3 fast food jobs.
What's crazy about him is that we got into very deep into Cisco now. But there's 4 Drew Hill records and 3 Cisco records. All of them went platinum or multi-platinum. That's fucking wild.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Drew Hill was big, man.
I remember seeing him at the House of Blues in Showboat in Atlantic City.
Unleash the Dragon came out.
They're doing a whole fucking weekend, 25-year reunion of Drew Hill, a weekend in the Caribbean.
Oh, well, I hope they got that leg compression machine. All that jumping up and down at 50.
jumping and skip-scopping. And the fat one. The fat one is the most agile. That's the crazy part.
Hopefully he's not fat by now. Hopefully.
That's so funny. Drew Hill really had one fat member. Like, he was the fat.
I don't know. I think he might not be in the... One guy left. He may not be in
the... That's probably Scola bitch-ass. I'm telling you, man, I was a Drew Hill fan, man. Yeah. It got us girls. It got Drew Hill.
The In My
Drew
Bed
Hill, chicks fuck with you.
So Def remix of In My Bed was my go-to song at a strip club. When I was a DJ at a strip club, I wanted to win over the club.
Uh-huh.
The So Def remix of In My Bed would win over every club I've ever been at.
Hilarious, dude.
Strip club, so DJ Ralph.
I did that for 15 years.
DJ Ralph.
Wait, really?
That was my main source of income from 22 to 30, well, they did it for like 12 years, 33, 34.
How did you get the, so 22, how do you get a strip
club
DJ?
I was a rock club DJ at the Limelight, which was a big club. I was a nightclub promoter first, right? Mm-hmm. Regular trendy nightclubs in New York, Limelight, Palladium, Mars, MK, you guys weren't in this, you're too young to know them.
I'm young.
Yeah, so you wouldn't know any of them, but then when rock clubs went out of business in 1991 because
hip-hop.
When the grunge movement came in.
Okay.
The Guns N' Roses party rock vibe went away, okay, and all the rock clubs closed.
Okay.
But at the time, every stripper within a 50-mile radius would come to Limelight on a Sunday night for rock night because they wanted to blow Axl Rose. That's just what it was, right?
Okay.
So I knew all the strippers, and when everything shut down, all the rock clubs started closing, one of these managers that said, you know all the girls anyway, you should fucking come work here. So that's how I started working at Scores at 22 years old and became a strip club DJ. Did it, made crazy money. And did it for like 11 years.
That's another thing, too. If you listen to Ralph talk, especially on his own podcast, every story is always like, so someone was like this, and I did it. Like, he's really Forrest Gump.
I put out a book last year that went to the top 100 just because I was like, I'm going to do that.
And they said, and when I was hungry, I ate.
I ate.
When I was sleepy, I slept. And when I had to go,
I went.
I went.
But I didn't stop running. Ralph just kept running.
So, I mean, 22 years of strip club.
No, 22 to 33. Something.
22 to 33 years of strip club DJ.
No, from 22 to 33.
Oh, that's how. Okay, so about 10 years or 11 years of doing this. You know, what is that like? Because did you ever see the Players Club?
No.
No.
Good movie, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be right up your alley.
And Jamie Foxx plays the DJ.
I've not seen that movie, but any movie I've ever seen did not portray the DJ accurately.
Because that's what I wanted to see, because they played him as kind of a simp. He was in love with the main girl.
I never saw a single movie with a striptease, all these other, none of them played the DJ accurately. I was very fortunate because I was making crazy fucking money. We're talking like at 22, 23 years old, making $1,500 a night, working like 5 hours.
Just
DJing, pushing buttons and saying stupid shit on the mic.
Why is it $1,500? That's the rate, or are you
getting
tipped out?
No, you would get paid, tipped out. You would not get paid.
Tipped out by the,
you got to pay, every girl had to tip you at least $20.
Wow.
Right? And there'd be 100 girls working.
Per song?
No, for the night. 20 girls. Okay. $20 a girl.
Okay.
But $20 was what they called minimum, meaning you got to give me the 20. So if you want to hear the music you like, if you want to go on stage when you want to go on stage, blah, 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 you pay more than minimum.
That's too much power.
And so girls would give you like,
too much power. 22-year-old
DJ?
And making so much money, and it's so crass, but getting laid like ridiculously.
From the strippers?
Constantly.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a, it's
because that's
skewed.
The only way they know how to barter.
And also, when I left,
I got cash and this mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you want?
I'll take them both. But what happened was like after I quit strip club DJing, I didn't know how to talk to a girl for years. Because to me, it's like, no, you just blow me. That's what happens, right? Like, I had no idea.
You just blow me, right?
Yeah, right? You hear is, where the party at? Just come on. Like, what are you doing?
I used to leave my phone on at night, no matter what, when I went to bed, because these strippers would get drunk or get lonely. And at 3, 4, 5 in the morning, they'd be in New York and they'd call me and they'd just come over.
Oh,
it was crazy.
That guy, Ralph.
Yeah, it took so long to get used to
suck Ralph's
normal
dick.
Life. It took me years
that's
to get used
so
to normal
crazy. God, I wish I had that.
DJ Ralph? Is that where you just DJ Ralph?
No, you know, in the regular strip club world, like I never said my name once.
Yeah,
you know, never
dope.
Once.
Did so. Yeah. What did you have to introduce the ladies?
Oh, and
then
I was. By the way, I was. And Jay always makes fun of me. This is the worst fucking brag in the world. But I was one of the best strip club DJs in the country. So I would train other DJs in different, even in different states. They would fly me out. I went out to like Minneapolis
you're
to train a DJ.
Yeah. You turned into a consultant.
It was ridiculous. The clubs would make 30% more when I worked.
That is insane.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Dude,
because of like my OCD would analyze like what works and what doesn't work.
Right,
it was crazy.
Right, right. Yeah. All right, so can we hear like a stripper introduction?
They always ask me to do that. I'm telling
you. I just want you to introduce.
By the way, I would say
I want you to introduce Pickles. Yeah, that's a stripper name, Pickles.
I would always do things like I had like little catchphrases. Right? Can you play like Cherry Pie or something, Dylan?
Okay, Dylan, give us a little bit of Cherry Pie, which that also lets us know the kind of strip club that he.
Yeah, it was a very white strip club for sure.
Yeah, white girl.
This is white women showering music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is not twerking music.
No, no, no.
It's by Warren.
White women
by the
ain't
way.
Supposed to twerk. This is this.
All right. Let's wait for the opening hook.
Let's go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, we're gonna welcome this gorgeous girl to the stage. Grab her by the garter. Get it going on tableside as we bring Pickles to the main stage.
Yes! Niggas want Pickles now. Bring that bitch
Pickles to the stage. I'm trying to touch that garter.
Pickles is our producer.
Bring Pickles to the stage.
Is Dylan Pickles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot. I didn't put it together. But bring Dylan's skinny ass to the pole because Ralph brought him out. Bring your Windex too, you little hoe. Spray the pole down.
I just found out that that wasn't for cleanliness. Women weren't spraying the pole for cleanliness. They just didn't want to slip from the lotion off of the girls.
Oh, okay.
All I thought was they didn't trust each other.
Yeah, off of the girls because it's a lot of girls.
Fans over the age of 21, I'm going to tell you about MePod, our newest vape pen sponsor. Now, as a warning, these products contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. I can tell you, I'm not a vape user, but the people on the network who are into vaping can't shut the hell up about MePod. Lots of talk about the flavors and the quality of the MePod devices. Also, let's be honest, if you're still smoking, it can be kind of gross around. And it's annoying hanging out with people that still need a lighter and want to smoke in your car.
And got yellow teeth.
Yeah.
And they got film all over the walls.
We did modify smoking. Vaping might be the best way to go.
Yeah,
you know, like you don't have to go out and
I wish my Nana vaped.
Yeah, you would have had a better relationship,
huh? Yeah, man.
Nana might still be here if she was a vapor.
Yeah. She might. If Nana was me potting, we'd probably still be playing poker together every Thanksgiving. But anyway, go ahead.
So for all you vapors out there, and I want to tell you, this product is available at MePod.com because if you're a smoker or a vapor, you're going to love these. The new MePod 2.0 is the best refillable vape on the market today. Vapors can refill with any vape juice flavor they prefer. Long-lasting battery and a small, sleek design. MePod has a wide variety of vape juice options. MePod also has a wide variety of vaping options for 420 consumers.
Oh, wow.
That's the smoke that we deal with.
That's the smoke, the other smoke, the grown man smoke.
Nicotine, fine, do whatever you want to do.
Nicotine, but hearsay.
So,
did dare done that.
But lastly, MePod has fast shippings, with most orders shipping out the same day. So if you're a vapor or a smoker, you'll love MePod and support of sponsors that support our show by going to MePod.com and use promo code NNFA, and you're going to get 15% off. Once again, that's MePod.com and use promo code NNFA, and you're going to get 15% off.
So the MePod be moving.
Yeah.
Same damn delivery. The MePod be moving, nibble.
Which is better than sending your kids to the store for cigarettes.
Yeah. Get some MePod. That sounds like the shit you put in the drinks.
Yeah.
The little flavor thing in the water.
Oh, shit.
So MePod is like the vapor.
Flavor that. Juices. Now we smoking flavor juices.
Smoking flavor juices. MePod.
Let's get back into it. Oh, my God. That was great, man.
I saw it. It was
Dylan,
my life.
Make sure you isolate that and in the board.
Keep it going. The bigger.
That's how I'm bringing them on stage at Black Cast. Let us know when you want to do another spot.
That was great.
Dude, let's get in some plugs real quick, man.
That
let's get
awesome.
Some plug music
that
going
boy,
on,
Ralph
man. Holy shit. That's a fun episode, man. Ralph, where can the people find you? What you got going on, buddy?
Very simple. Gas Digital. You're in it right now.
Yeah.
You know that's number one. Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. And my two podcasts. One is the SDR Show that you guys have been on, I think, two or three times.
Yeah, three times.
Yeah, it's always fun. I'm doing tonight with Jay. We do two episodes a week, every Wednesday, every Saturday. And my health and wellness podcast called Good Sugar comes out every Monday. We are opening our first location in New York City on 3rd Avenue and 69th Street. It is all raw vegan food with
raw
a
vegan.
Very low footprint of waste. No plastic, no single-use plastic and stuff like that is opening in June. And that's really everything, man. Just follow
smoothies.
Me everywhere.
Nice, man. Yeah, make sure you go ahead and follow that endeavor. We don't need another comic book fiasco for this man. All right? He's too old to be starting all over again. All right, Derek, what you got going on, buddy?
July 29th, my birthday. Toronto. Toronto, I'll be at the Comedy Bar for two shows, all right? I'm starting to tell people now if there's any Canadian listeners. Toronto, Canada.
Oh, is that why you sent me that?
What are you talking about?
You sent me that in the inbox. Am I on that show?
Nah, I just did it just to post up because I couldn't get you across the border.
Yeah, I mean, I could go across the border. It just takes a little while. Like,
all right.
I have a bit of a criminal record.
Yeah.
Flag me at
but yeah, July 29th, my 38th birthday, I'll be in Toronto telling jokes at the Comedy Bar.
All right, guys. June 12th. It's a Sunday, like it always is. but we're doing something different. I'm recording my third album. Oh, the awesome. Third one is getting recorded at Brooklyn Comedy Club. Two shows, 7:30 and 9:30. Start making plans. Be there. Derek will be open for me. It's going to be a big deal. I'm making this one like, you know, we're sparking summer. I got a lot to say, you know, so look out for that. DaveTempleComedy.com is my website where you can find all my live dates and all that good stuff. Now, I know I say this all the time, but I gotta get to you guys. If you're listening right now on iTunes, rate and review.
Rate and review, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rate
Did you
and
do
review.
It? Did you rate? Did you
rate? And hit subscribe, by the way. And hit subscribe.
Just rate and review so we can move up.
And rate and review.
You did that? Thank you. Now, if you could, go over to our YouTube, NNFA Podcast, on YouTube, and you need to subscribe over there and hit the notification bell.
Subscribe.
When clips are coming out and everything, you will need to know when shit is coming out. And nothing that we're putting up on YouTube ain't funny. It ain't not funny. It ain't some shit you don't want to see. So hit the notification bell. Thank you.
Now
that you've done all that, if I could get you to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com.
Subscribe.
Just because the first two seasons, the entire 200-episode catalog is behind that paywall over there. You don't believe me? Subscribe. Give it a try. Use promo code NNFA and get a free trial. It's just $9.50 after that. Subscribe. And you have access to every fucking show on the network.
Every fucking show.
Can I make one adjustment to that?
What's that? What's that?
If you use your code, it's $8. It's $9.50 if they don't use a code.
Damn.
There you go. $1.50.
$8. Y'all give $8 to everybody. Everybody. Amazon Prime getting $8 out of you.
Netflix. Hulu,
YouTube. Some of y'all got Disney premium Plus. YouTube. Go ahead and give your boy $8, man.
$8.
Use promo code NFA. Hey, get on there. And as you know, every Sunday, Black Ass is a movie, and it is available on pay-per-view. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/events.
$8 gets you a chicken platter with rice and beans, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, podcast merch is /NNFA. Oh, is that is that the link there? Yeah, pay-per-view events. We're working on it. Thank you so much, Bobby Hutch, for all of his work lugging all of the fucking equipment over there.
And by the way, I love your new graphics and template. I love the new graphics.
Wait. What's the problem, Dylan? What's the problem?
I lug the equipment.
You're supposed to lug the equipment.
Yeah.
You're 26 years old.
Word of Christ.
Keep your mouth shut, Pickles.
26 years old.
God, y'all want so much credit.
All right, man. But that's his mother.
That's Dylan.
That's Dylan's mother.
That's Negree. That's my boy.
That's
Negree.
How dudes always dismiss when the
you
kids
ain't gonna
behave
neglect
a certain
Negree.
Way. Ah, that's just his mother. That's just his mother.
Dylan dude. Neglect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to figure out how. I was watching these videos.
That's fucked.
I start off every day on World Star Hip Hop.
Okay.
It's a good place to get off.
Black news.
Not black news. No, they're
World
they're
Star,
way
Black
beyond.
CNN. I don't give a fuck. That's Black
Dude,
CNN.
I
love World Star.
World Star is
allhiphop.com.
It's the most unbiased website out there. It is. There's no opinions. It's just straight fights.
But it's never anything but craziness. I've never seen anything just like, oh, that was interesting.
Well, you know what? It's a good, what do you call it? Like a barometer or it's a feeler of what's going on in the parts of society that I don't necessarily go to anymore.
But okay. I do feel that it almost skews a little too much for me. It's almost always chaos. It's rarely.
That's the world,
it's chaotic.
Though.
Yeah, but there's also sometimes things that are just interesting. That are never on there.
Man, go to TikTok. You want to see something?
No, nothing. I've never. There's nothing that's been worthwhile that did not make it to World Star. I have not missed anything.
That's not non-chaotic,
huh?
So what'd you see?
Well, no. There's a thing going around right now, and I think I fucked up and didn't send this to you, Dylan. I'm gonna try to. What's the best way to text it or email to you? Email. Okay. There's a meme going around about Karen being.
Oh yeah, I saw about this.
Right. Let's get rid of the term. Karen.
Nope.
Right?
Then you got to get rid of the term nigger.
Well, that was actually their plight. And I'm feeding into it. I'm feeding into it because it's just a meme. So it's not real. It's not like anyone's actually pushing legislation. So let me get that straight first of all. I'm not really thinking that they're making a movement to take away the N-word. But since there's a meme going around about it, people are sharing it. I think this is a fun conversation to have. But it is saying, hey, stop saying Karen. Karen
the
is a K-word? Sexist and racist term equivalent to the N-word for white women. Calling a woman Karen is an attempt to get rid of women's rights to stand up for themselves.
Boo.
Now, I know the place that we're at. I know what the internet does. It's very, very divisive.
Yeah. It's just made to get a reaction.
Right.
You know, yeah. That's all it is.
It's shock.
And the thing is, like...
What's the thing, Dave?
Women have been standing up for themselves pretty hard since the 90s, right?
Like, okay.
The whole, who are you
that.
Calling a bitch, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
like,
fine.
It really
you
got aggressive.
U-N-I-T-Y.
Right. Like, I don't know about you guys. I saw women really start to hit back a lot in the 90s.
Okay.
Right? So, there's a video right now of a kid in Pittsburgh. And I just want to show. This one's pretty brutal. There's a kid in Pittsburgh. What does it say? Youngins is wildin', Dylan. Play Youngins is wildin' for me right now. Young and this is awful. Old. This is awful. Awful. I don't condone this, people, but watch what's happening here in this video.
All right, in a classroom.
Why the fuck, bro? What the? Ooh.
So, see, now I gotta start writing referrals and stuff because people are scrolling. People are having
to throw it down.
Which one
of y'all just
hit
me in my fucking face with that shit?
Dude. Oh my God. Hey. Now, no. This guy is falling off.
Why? No.
Hey,
no,
you
not
can
on
stop
the girl.
Because
not
she
on
don't.
The girl.
It's
not
a one sided fight and it doesn't.
Not on the girl.
And everyone the entire time is Ben! Ben, stop! That's a girl! That's a girl! And I get it. That's wrong. That is wrong. That is a young man.
Wow.
That young man is what? Maybe high school, maybe middle school.
And
age,
he did the pants tug with
no
the fucking...
control over his emotions.
That yeah. nigga
But also, that woman could take a punch. She was fine.
She was sitting. She popped right back up.
She was behaving like that Karen attitude. Because it's not just
but
white
wait,
women
I
that have
like
that.
Someone threw something at him. Did you see that?
Well, yeah. But
is that her that did it?
No, she was played again. She was confronting them about whatever it was.
No, but look.
But she's already hot to
yeah,
begin
but wait,
with.
Wait. Hold on. Wait.
And it's not him that throws it.
In a second. Right, that. What? Who threw that?
The girl.
Someone else threw something. So
okay.
Back up a little bit.
But that wasn't
someone sitting there, right
kid,
there.
That kid.
Threw
neither.
Something.
But neither one of the kids in the fight.
Now back it up a little bit more, Dylan.
I think because
they see the guy already sitting there holding his face.
Yeah.
She's already done something to him.
Okay.
And the girl is sitting here defending. And someone else threw something else because this girl is already out of pocket.
Right.
You know
oh,
what I mean?
All right. So, yeah,
her
they didn't show the other part of it. Yeah.
It's already very Karen-like on some, I'm going to fix all of you.
She got
over
the Dr.
Here.
Seuss haircut.
Right. So.
Wait, can you run it again? I want to see when he just run
go
it
ahead,
again,
yeah,
please.
Go ahead.
Oh, so
he's
okay. already had
so
enough.
But something hit him, I think,
correct,
right? And
correct.
Maybe she threw
look
it.
At this shit. Look how
correct.
Look at the.
Now,
oh,
and the interesting
God.
Thing is, she went at it as if this was not an option.
Right.
Now, I know we're supposed to raise young men to not behave this way. We're supposed to teach young men control yourself. Hey, that's a female. Right. Don't you do that, right? And I'm going to tell you, as a man, it's 39. It's taken me a very long time to get to that kind of self-control. Like, I wasn't like that. But it's taken me a very long time to learn how to just walk away from that. How
shit.
Come no one is teaching the young girls to not charge at
right.
men?
I mean, that's part of the thing that I feel is that it's so wild how feminism is so specific in that certain things are okay to be equal and other things are not okay to be equal.
That's
right,
wild.
And
right.
that's the problem is that you can't have just cherry pick. Just like, by the way, friends of mine that are religious, I'm going to give this as an example. If you read the Bible... There's a lot of shit in there that is fucked up.
Right.
But if you just choose to follow these, like it says, a man should not lay with another man. But you're okay with that because you're your brother's gay or whatever, but you're still religious, is weird to me if you believe it to be the word of God.
Yeah.
So now you're cherry picking the word of God. Right. So in the same respect, if you are feminist where everything's equal, then it's okay to hit a girl.
You can't cherry pick women's ability. Right. You can't cherry whoop pick, and I know this sounds
cherry
bad,
whoop.
Because Natalie's not here to balance out the testosterone and at least have a girl weigh right. in on this. But you know,
well, you could ask Pickle. It's close enough.
Hey, Pickle.
Guys, this is what feminism looks like.
Right.
Oh God,
this is the new logo of feminism. We're gonna Jerry West this logo right here. This is beautiful, guys. We've marked this moment with Ralph. Sorry, Ralph.
Beautiful.
Thank
by
you
way,
so much.
As a guy that has never hit anyone in my life
right.
and have never been hit, right? I never back down from a fight, but I am 6'6", and if I act like I want to fight, everybody's always back down,
right?
So that's happened. I've never been in a fight ever, right?
Okay,
but. I think that if we're going to say we're all equal, then we're all equal.
Right.
I would have kissed her.
And see, my narrative is this. It's the aspect
I ain't gonna hit nobody. I'm going to kiss you in the mouth.
This is Karen behavior. Could you please show... There's another one. Karen throws a fit and assaults. Can you show me that one, Dylan?
Yeah. And also, Derek, you just like mean women.
Right. Yeah, I like Mean Pieces.
But this is a great one. This is a great one because this affects us all as comics.
And I think, by the way, those kids were probably 13, right? At most.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't have any control at that age.
Nah, he's a young man.
Now, and no one's teaching her not to antagonize him. You know what I mean?
There is always going to be, I believe in freedom of speech 100%, but the flip side of that is, I also believe that there's probably going to be consequences.
Right.
You know?
And just like no one, here's an older woman that no one has taught not to do this. Backyard comedy show.
Is that on stage you're yelling?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Fuck you, whoever's smiling. Do you know what it's like to watch somebody drop dead of a heart attack? Well, you know what? You're not funny.
There you go.
Wow.
That's always good.
Become neighbors. You cannot. This is not a commercial venue.
Hush. Oh, because
I mean, she's right about that, though.
She's right. She's right. But this is where it gets weird because it's like she's made her point. She's left.
Oh God!
Can't take it.
Uh oh.
Who told her to do that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Who told her that that's okay, right? And here's where it gets even better.
She took the mic.
Watch this.
She took the mic.
Uh huh. She has the mic. They're trying to get the mic from her. Guy gets the mic.
Oh.
And now she's throwing punches. Got the mic.
Got the mic. Okay.
And but now, again, if he goes.
Oh, now two girls fighting.
Right. If he goes to hit her, that's a girl. That's a girl. That's a woman. Yeah. What are you doing? You know what I mean? And it's like, no.
Look at the hairline she slapped onto this kid, though. Look at the hairline she gave this kid. She gave this kid a George Washington.
Yeah, she slapped his hair around. Yeah. That shit
is wild. It is wild because you're a girl. You think there's not going to be retaliation.
And I'm going to tell you this.
I think it's Will Smith's fault. The original Karen.
Yeah. My friend said,
Will Smith is Black Karen.
Someone said to me he wants to go see a comedy show. He just can't decide who he wants to smack. Which I think it's funny.
But I'll tell you this. Like, I'm a firm believer, and I grew up this way. Derek, you might disagree. I'm okay with calling people the N-word if they're behaving that way.
Absolutely.
So it's the same way. I'm okay with calling you Karen.
If you acted like a fucking Karen.
You can label Karen offensive. Hey, if you're being a Karen, if the shoe fits.
I just feel bad for all the girls named Karen. There are no girls named, there's no dudes named N-word. You know what I mean? So all the girls named Karen, I feel bad
for. That was pretty good. I enjoyed every minute of that. I enjoyed every fucking second
of
it. There's no black dudes named N-word.
Good for Ralph.
Good for Ralph. DJ Ralph.
Yeah, man. I just think that this, I don't know. We're in a weird world where I don't know how we're going to defend it. And for anybody who's thinking that women are they can't hurt men, which I haven't really seen too many videos of dudes getting stomped out by men, but I have seen women.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident I could beat up pretty much almost any woman on the planet.
Really?
I would imagine. I don't know any girl that would be. I just can't see it. Maybe they exist.
Okay.
I'm 6'6", 260.
I actually like when a chick hit me.
All right, what about
UFC fighter?
Play this one.
So remember when Lewis fought a UFC fighter on Legion? Do you remember that?
I don't.
A few years ago.
Okay.
She was maybe 5'6".
She was?
Oh, yeah.
And she was trying to tap him out.
It was like somebody's sister, right?
Yeah,
like
so it was And I mean, it just there's not enough mass in that person.
I don't know. All right, dude. There's another video. Who mans is this? Pull that up real quick.
I never speak in absolute, so I can't say.
I know.
But
I just want you to see what, if you think, because this isn't even fighting, but I just think that this chick might look at that.
She's 5'3", this girl. What is she going to do?
Watch. Look how tall this guy is.
Wow. And she put him down slow. And he
She's handling him. This is strip club shit, Ralph.
Yeah, it just is not
Would y'all allow a chick to manhandle you this way?
I mean, she's pretty hot, so maybe.
She's bad, though, but I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, I don't understand what I'm watching here.
I mean, she's stripping.
I just noticed.
Is she?
I just said, I don't know what's going on, and it says, what is going on here?
She's doing like a stud strip tease.
Yeah, is it a stud? That's what I thought. It was like a stud tease. It was a stud tease.
But if she's handling dudes like that, picking them up and jostling them around the way black strippers
do? I don't know. I just, like, even though I've won every arm wrestle I've ever had. Because of my size.
Okay.
I'm not right-handed, I'm left-handed. And a left-handed arm wrestle, I've not lost.
Okay.
That's just
very weird.
Just because I'm a big dude. I walk around holding. At one point, which I can't do it anymore, but I used to be able to bench press 350 pounds.
Look at you.
That's a lot. Right? Just because I'm a big fucking dude.
Yeah, you know?
I can't do it now, but I'm saying it when I was younger.
Curling 50s. I'm proud. I'm curling 50s.
Curling 50s? Yeah. Holy shit.
That I have a delusional sense of confidence because of that. Like, I think in general, now I'm too fucking old.
All right, 45s.
I think I could curl 50. I could probably curl 50, but I fucked up my arm, but yeah. It is. That's why I have not met a woman yet that I'm like, oh, that girl could take me, but. You know, I don't know. I've never been in a fight, so I don't know how I'm going to do. But
I'm going to assume that all women can take me just so that I don't ever have to prove it.
Yeah, I don't want to ever fucking prove it either.
I'm just going to say it online.
They win.
All women can beat me up. No. Yes. All women, all gay dudes, everybody can win. So there's no need to challenge me to ever.
I have a delusional sense of confidence. I definitely do. That's why I hit on women that I shouldn't be hitting on, because I have a delusional sense of confidence.
But there you go. That's how you also get them.
Yeah.
That's how you get them.
What are you sitting there shooting in the barrel for?
I wish I had a fucking delusional sense of confidence, because coming up, it was a lot of sevens and eights.
Well, that's
have you looked in the mirror lately?
Yeah.
What? You mean you going up? I got a girl now.
Oh, you mean for the ladies?
Yeah, but before I would.
How are
you
the fuckboy ground zero?
I would get tens like once every 3 months. You see what I'm saying?
That doesn't sound too bad.
But that's
like seven eights. It would be six sevens and eights.
What are you rating them on though? What makes someone a 10?
Oh, you know, just
looks.
Well, your own personal
bad
scale,
ballerina,
I guess.
Dancer, like a dancer, or like a she went to college
for
the
job.
Art fly, no, but it all reflects, and she got the little hair buzz cut with the ponytail tattoos, like here.
Oh, I love the tattoos here.
Just bad, like in a dress, fucking knockout. Like she walked down, she's strutting shit. Only had a few strutters, like the ones that walk to the bathroom be like, I did that shit, but other ones be like.
I think men, we're measuring it wrong, man. I think the pride should be in the bigger the chick, man.
The bigger the chick.
Bigger?
Like hunting.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I am a big game.
You should be like, hey, that like the 30 footer? 35. Like in actual feet, not in dirty feet, but like, hey man, this is a big
bitch. I like tall women too. I've had my fair share of tall ladies.
I love tall girls.
Tall
I'm so
women
attracted
crazy,
to tall women.
Bro. Because they your height, they get to do.
I love it. I'll never know what it's like to fuck a girl taller than me. That's never gonna happen.
Like that's a giant bitch, man. That's a man.
Maybe if you stack two and put a trench coat on her.
Maybe. I met a girl once that was 7'2". She was a basketball player, but she was like a monster. That's the only girl I've ever met in my life taller than me.
Yeah.
If she tall, it's got to be something about her, man.
I had one my size. Yeah,
I'll tell you.
Gorgeous. I'm 6'2", maybe 6'3".
I had sex with a girl 6'2".
But she was wearing Tim's also, so she might have been like 6', maybe 5'11". Yeah. But
that's by the way, my hit online. It's so cheesy, but it works so much online on socials. Is you can wear heels and I'll still be taller. It's amazing how much that works because tall girls hate being taller than their guy. So most of the time, not all, you know.
Women will take a 7-foot autistic man. Over,
I'm right here.
Over a 5'5" billionaire.
Yeah. 7 foot
autistic. His head is literally in the clouds.
Women do not care. They just want to prop up and look up to somebody. It's such a weird dad complex.
It's cool being tall, man.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
Yeah, that's tall. Yeah, anything over, I think 6'3" and above is like less than 5% of the world.
I'm 6'3", bruh.
Dylan, where are you at?
Right.
6'2".
Are you?
Yeah.
I've never really paid attention to it. Yeah, I guess you are tall.
We all tall.
I never noticed it. Yeah, he's up there.
Monroe tall, Che tall,
Yeah, this network, by the way, like all Legion of Skanks, super tall. You know, all of them are 6'2" and higher. I think Lewis is the shortest at like 6'2".
Hey, man.
Lewis is over 6 feet tall?
Maybe 6 feet, but Jay is 6'3½", you know?
Jay's tall.
Dave's tall. You know, almost every dude here is like 5'10 and above, which is way above average. 5'8 is the average.
Somewhere G Mike is crying right now. I don't know if he's still listening in the studio. G Mike, I love you and we're sorry.
G Mike and Paco, right?
And Bobby, I think, is shorter, right? Yeah. I think Bobby's shorter. But most of the men on the network are tall. It's wild.
Yeah, Bobby's 5'8". Bobby, we're sorry. Don't listen to this episode.
I'm a tall young man.
Yeah. Well, hey, other than hurting everyone's feelings on the show here that's not over 6 feet tall, we ask everybody on the show, Ralph. Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized, but
you
didn't?
There's one that clearly jumps out at me.
Okay.
Right? So I generally never hit on a girl if I know she's fucking someone I'm friends with.
Okay.
Right? Never do it. Even if they break up, I still feel like it's fucked up.
You're a righteous dude, man.
Man-law,
I don't do
yeah.
it. Right? Righteous dude.
And then this one time, it's only been once, and she broke up. Told me she broke up with him, that they split. And we went on a date, and he found out about it. We've never spoken since. Even though they broke up, and it was like 6 months later, he called and threatened my life. He was so mad.
Really?
But I felt that I probably, not that that's right, but I shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Comedy you know? Friend or like
no, this is he's in, I'm not going to say his name, but he's in a famous rock band.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
From back in my radio show days.
Oh, you know? And then you felt like, yeah, come
I'm
on.
I'm like, A, you're a rock star. B, it's 6 months after you broke up. She called me, and I said, yeah, let's go out. And then it fucking went to shit. So I do feel, and I didn't, because A, he threatened my fucking life.
Yeah.
And B, it was a shitty thing.
That happened to me. But I called my homie and let him know what was going
to
happen.
Yeah, but also, though, no guy's going to like be like, no, man, I don't want you to do that. So,
yeah,
it's already shitty
but
on your
part. I
heard
it in his voice. I heard it. He was like, y'all got to be adults, man. Yeah. Do y'all thing. I was like, he didn't want me to fuck.
He didn't want me. Yeah. No guy wants
to. Do y'all thing.
She was gorgeous.
Yeah. I did it once. Was,
and she and put it
think,
on me.
I don't think my homie knows that it happened, but the craziest thing is enough time, like years had went by, and she had already had a kid by someone else and broke up with that dude.
Wow.
So it's like...
Right, but this
you
was
went
this
whole
was,
vintage. Yeah. Well, and the crazy, a vintage jacket. At
well,
that point.
Yeah, and yeah. The crazy thing was the guy that she had the kid with. We knew like the weird thing about it, and the only reason why I did it was because everybody else had already done it.
Right.
Like, okay. Yeah.
Like I wanted to hit in the beginning, and everybody was like, "Nah, that's the homie. Don't do that." And then like there was like a rift because dudes were actually trying to hit, and then one dude ended up like wifing her up for a little while. And then, like,
and
yeah,
one dude
she
put
just
a whole seat in her.
She just went on a free fall after a while. And then I was just like, I just
for me, as soon as I find out that she's with someone I'm friends with, I just can't even look. I can't even look at them. Like,
yeah.
Wow, that's a good thing, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm like that now. I only did that once. Like you said, I did it once.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it no more.
Yeah, there's plenty of them out there.
That's the other thing, by the way. It's so many fucking girls online these days. It's so easy to just move on.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's like if I go fishing and I pull a fish out, and there's clearly a mark in the fish's mouth. Throw it back.
It's got a hole in the lip. And escaped with his life. She became interested in a life. That girl is, she's easily distracted.
Yeah, man.
Throwback.
Wait, what's the throwback? What's that to?
Throwback.
I'm throwing it back. He said, throw back the fish.
Oh, throwback.
No, throwback. That's kind of like a Patrice joke. It's sort of Patrice joke. But the whole show your friends that you can catch fish, and then you... But then, if some of the fish won't
that's
swim back up to the boat,
is for.
Yeah,
that's what the baddies is for.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Just so you can take pictures and show your homies, like, yo, check this out. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Oh, what happened to that one? I don't know. You know, like that's pretty much. You ever go through your friend's social media? Yo, what's up with this girl?
I never post a picture with
and
any
that's
girl,
real because
ever.
If I was in a relationship, it would be that. What happened to that one? That's where I would be. That's
for,
exactly
for
where
my
I'd still
purpose
be there.
Of dating other women. I've never posted a picture with me and a chick ever.
You're not really supposed to.
Yeah, I don't do it.
I
my brother
me
does
and my
it,
girl,
know.
And that took
that's
a year.
Different. Yeah, that's
it took
different.
Me a year to post someone with me and my chick.
It's also what are you saying when you do that?
Yeah, like, my brother likes to post pictures with like different women all the time, make it look like he's like a player, you know. But I feel like that has an adverse effect. I think it's better to let people think that you're just available, you know, not having any women in your life.
I think that's why you got as much pussy as you did.
Maybe.
Because you played that side of the game. That's pretty dope.
Well, do you think there's dudes out there who like to do, like, the same way how there's some girls out there who just, like, they claim they don't really want any attachment, and, yeah, I just enjoy blowing dudes and letting them go. Like, do you think there are guys out there who are like that? Like, yeah, I just enjoy eating girls out, and yeah, I don't
want
anything
in return. I know a few of them guys.
I mean, Jay says it all the time.
I know
whether you want to believe him or not, that's what he says. He prefers to go down. If he's given the choice... to get a blowjob or go down on a girl, he'd rather go down
on
a girl.
But I know who does that. Magic Johnson from Wintertime. He was slobbing them chicks down in the goddamn like he go for the pussy. I'm like, Magic, these basketball groupies, nigga. Come on, bro.
Yo. Oh, this was winning in his heyday.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like afterwards.
No. I was watching Wintertime.
Rookie
year Magic was gobbling.
Yeah.
He was like, come here, girl. Let me get some of them lips. Like he was. In between game, I'm like, that's why that no look pass was so great because this nigga is pussy. He's rich and pussy.
Dude. I gotta watch this show. I tried to watch
Dylan
it. Show,
told man. Me to watch it. I haven't watched it.
Magic Johnson, a piece of shit.
Yeah. I don't eat it. But here's the thing. This is it. And you could probably relate to this, Ralph. I know I'm just getting older, bro. Like, I had the house to myself this weekend, and I was like, oh, what is that show that them kids told me to watch?
Winning Time. It's good.
And I was like, all right, let me just go into Netflix and win nothing.
HBO Max.
Hulu, is it?
HBO like, Max, bro.
And I just gave up.
In my nerdy HBO Max, bro. In my nerdy ways, I have this illegal thing that has all the fucking...
The Fire Stick?
The Fire Stick thing, yeah.
It's it still works?
It's worked for me for 10 years.
It, like, I don't get the downloads through the... No, I got the apps, but like the, no, all of the thing, shit that used to bring the movies and shit, none of that shit buffers
there's a
anymore.
Thing called Kodi.
Kodi,
it's relatively easy to set up, and I mean I've had it for 10 years.
Ten.
I've never paid for.
You don't ever have to re-download the apps or find that they're
once
not working.
Once in a blue moon, you need to update Kodi.
The Fire Stick doesn't slow down on you or nothing like that.
Reboot the stick. You know, if I never know, the only thing that happened was when I got a new TV, I bought a 4K stick. So that's why I did buy a new one.
I'm bringing my stick to Ralph's house.
Yeah, bring your stick. I'll show you.
Ralph got all the tricks.
By the way, I've been looking on Ralph's Instagram for a picture of him and a girl, I couldn't find anything, but I did find this.
Yeah, well, that's close enough.
Yeah, that's the closest you're going to find to Ralph being
that's because he wanted to lick my pussy. I didn't want him to do it.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, feminism. There you go. Yeah. Over here being a Karen.
Don't lick
that's
got to
be from
pussy.
A while ago, right? When is that from? That's from a long time ago.
Yeah, he still had highlights in his hair.
May 13th, 2021.
Of last year.
Wait. Oh, I was about to say. That's 2 days from now.
No, last year.
2 days from now. That's so wild.
It happened 2 days from now. Jay, get ready.
Yeah. Ralph is experimenting with fucking time travel now. Like, Ralph and his fucking projects. You know
this
what I mean?
Year?
Yeah, that's the kind of coffee he on. I got coffee so good, take it to the future.
Take it to the future.
All right, this has been a great episode, man. Listen, Ralph, one more time, tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you.
Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton on all the socials. I believe in social symmetry. I'm a big fan of that. It should be the same thing everywhere. At the SDR Show and at I Love Good Sugar or all those things. And just watch and listen to the SDR Show or the Good Sugar Podcast.
Is it the SDR Show? It's not the backup one?
Well, the SDR Show got taken down because it's so stupid. The guitarist of fucking Def Leppard showed his abs, and we got reported that it was inappropriate. And it was our third strike, and we got the fucking Instagram taken down. So we're fighting it right now.
You be having all these plastic bitches on stage.
I know.
Titties out.
And that's what, because we didn't blur out the dude. We blur out the tits.
Oh, wow.
And it got reported, and that got a fucking.
People don't like
down.
That. It's dad bod, nigga. It's dad bod.
Feminist.
You can't put the abs up. Yeah.
We're in a world now where lady nipples can be out, but dude nipples can't.
Yeah, that's right.
What a world.
I actually like that world. Set them free, ladies. You know me, I'm a breast man. I always like to look at a good pair of cans if you're going to have them out.
Side boob degrees outside. Come on, summer. All right, Dylan, say goodbye to the people, man.
Guys, come to Black Guys Comedy Show every Sunday. Check out the live stream. If you want to check me out on socials, at Dylan J. Negri, and check out my podcast, at Doped Up and Dying, on all things platforms, on YouTube and all that. Almost at 2K.
No doubt. Derek, say goodbye to the people, man.
Hey, I love y'all. The great boy.
All right, and I'm the guy. Thanks for tuning in. No need for apologies.